We are recording.
We are recording. It is 7 p.m. on December 9th. This is the December meeting of the Planning and Zoning Commission. Call to order. Maybe the last time.
Hit it. There you go.
There we go. First of all, you have before you the agenda for this evening. Are there any approval or changes to the agenda that anybody would like to make? Not hearing any, we will move to the minutes from last meeting.
I'll move to approve the minutes.
A second.
All in favor?
Aye.
With that, minutes approved. Save me the embarrassment of mentioning that I did not read them, so. With that, we have old business. This was actually tabled from last month. It was PZV 14-05, 830 Valley View Lane. This was a request to increase the allowed building coverage from 15% to 18% for the construction of single-family residence with a 528-square-foot deck. We tabled it after considerable conversation as there was no motion to approve or deny the variance, but rather to table it because we had, because we wanted to give an opportunity to present additional information relative to one key point and then any other information. And that key point was there a hardship relative to denying that variance to the ability to actually construct a single family residence that somebody would actually enjoy living. We have, obviously, the applicant is absent, so we have no new information. So I probably would entertain maybe a little bit of discussion, some opinions, and Pat, I guess we can do whatever we want at this point.
Pat, did she seem to indicate that there may be information forthcoming later, or that they've just kind of, has that buyer gone away and they're no longer interested, or did she say?
Her response was, and I will quote it directly for you when I informed or reminded her, it says, "We have not heard back from the potential buyers." So.
Okay. My only discussion point, as far as just not going ahead and denying the request at this point, is that I just want us to, from my standpoint, Dag and Kathy did the city a huge favor by, if I understand what happened there with them buying that property and demoing what was there. It was not just an eyesore, it was quite a hazard for our city. With 20-foot drops inside the house and entrance into the house with no doors and stuff like that. So, you know, if I thought at all that they wanted us to table it again, I would consider that, but it doesn't sound like that's what she wants. Or.
Well, she had asked that it be removed from the agenda, but as I explained to the chairman, since you tabled it to a specific date, I could not do that on my own. So that's certainly an option for you, is to continue it to your next meeting, and you will have other business at your next meeting to consider as well.
So we wouldn't lose anything to table it and just tell her, you know, we're gonna have to make a decision at the next meeting.
You could do that as well. Mm-hmm.
Save it. So if there is any more information, I mean, I sort of got. Well, I'm not going to say that, but I think it's an uphill climb regardless of what information is brought forward. But
any other thoughts on that?
I think that's fair, but next meeting is the deadline.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
All right, then I'll move that we table it till the next meeting, and we try to communicate with her that we will make a decision next meeting.
Yep.
Second.
Second, okay. Any more discussion? Not hearing any more discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Was there a second there?
Yes. Jeff, second. All opposed? Okay. We're good. With that, we come to new business, and I take it you must be the applicant. SU 14-03, 4537-4539 South Berkeley Lake Road. Applicant is, owner is Dennis G. Charlie Zakas. For Berkeley Lake Office Park LLC, seeks special use approval for continuation of a church on a light industrial property zoned GC-A, Gwinnett County Annexed, formerly Gwinnett County MI, which is industrial. Would you like to say a few words in the beginning? Please state your name and address.
Hi, I'm Dennis G. Zakas, and I'm the applicant, the owner, and I own and develop the office buildings on the other side of Peachtree Industrial, and then they sat vacant for a little while, and we got one leased. We built another one, and we had it leased. We leased it to a church. Had to get a special use permit from Gwinnett County, and one of the conditions was a 2-year trial run. And then in the meantime, we were annexed into the city of Berkeley Lake, and Gwinnett County didn't act on our petition to remove that, you know, after 2 years was up, just to renew it. And they left it in your hands. and so... you know, as the landlord, and I'm in another building that I own down the street from here, so I interact with these church all the time, and it's been no problem. It's been a great fit for the community. It's after hours. It's, you know, at night, so it doesn't put any undue services on the city. And I would ask you to approve the application.
In front of us, we received both letter of intent, the application, as well as the staff analysis. And I believe the staff analysis recommendation was that we approve this special use. With that, I'm willing to entertain some discussion.
Have there been any complaints or anything that we wouldn't know about?
Not that
anything?
We're aware of.
No atheist yelling or anything?
No.
I would move to approve.
I'm in favor. My only question was, do we approve for another time period or indefinitely? Or what are thoughts and opinions on that? Is this going to be a permanent? I mean, are they looking at this as a permanent residence for their church, or are they looking to expand to a...
No, I don't think so. We're just going to reconfigure some of the space in the building, and basically that's how we came to Pat. Our attorneys actually said they didn't think we even had to come apply or get up. We're already conditioned to have the special use approved, but we just want to be good neighbors. And my understanding is this is a long-term fit for them. They've been here for 4 or 5 years, and from the complaints, I'm involved with the community over there, the business community, and I have had no complaints. I know most all the other property owners and business owners, and they all know me, and they all know I own this building, and they've never said one complaint to me about it for that use. It was my understanding with Gwinnett County, this is kind of a typical stipulation they put on special use just to make sure there is no issues in the first 2 years, because it takes a lot of expense to build out the cost of the build out and everything. And so they, you know, put that in there just as a trial run. And I think we've had a trial run plus 2 or 3 more years with no issues.
I don't know that I see the need for another time limit. Are you feeling differently or just raising the question?
No, I was just raising the question, you know, since there was a time limit put on it initially.
So we had a motion to approve the special use. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Okay. Any more discussion? Wow, I almost forgot what's next. I'm so tired. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Carries the day.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Isn't that where Debbie goes to church?
Really?
Is that, I didn't even look at the plat. Is that right in there next to the soccer academy?
Yeah, yes. Same place.
Okay.
This still has to go to the council, right?
What kind of church is
it? This has to go to the council.
Yes, it goes to the council on Thursday.
Well, I guess seeing no other citizens, unless you want to comment some more. I have my discussion session. The only thing I can say, it's a long drive from Marietta during the Christmas season. Is there anything that anybody wants to bring up? We all have lots of Merry Christmas in order, have safe holidays. And with that, I adjourn this meeting.
Okay. Short and sweet.
Short and sweet.
Yeah, short and sweet.
Thank you very much.
Certainly.
Thank you.
Have you guys had any, what's your feedback on the